Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming. Today we highlight Michael Wickhorst of Wickhorst Seed in Nebraska City.
Neb City.
Call them at 402-874-1234. Part of the Beck's Hybrids team at Wickhorst Seed in Nebraska City.
Have you picked up on a theme at all, Jake, when we talk about Beck's? The number of people selling Beck's?
It's everywhere.
The number of, representatives? It's everywhere. Beck's comes theme. In. Yeah, yeah. Sonny came in and said, let's do this thing. Oh, police officer right there. See, Jake, wave at him. Just try to be, yeah, try to
parking
be nice
ticket.
To him. Parking
ticket.
Parking, be nice to him.
Take my ticket away.
It's probably, it's I think it's Zirkovich. But anyway, I guess Jeff. He's coming Zirkovich. Down. Thank you, Jeff. The number of representatives that they have across this state has been remarkable. I just want to thank Sonny for the first-class job. And also, I want to thank Sonny also for having a two-sided buffet line also.
He did.
Yeah, I had some conversations last night with some people about buffet lines.
What'd they say?
Oh, and it was a lot. It was a lot. Mossman got a hold of me, the lawyer of the stars. He was at an event. He said they were all one-sided, and they had four different things. We had to get your salad at a one-sided buffet, go to a different one-sided buffet for your entrees, a different one-sided area for your drinks, and a different one for your desserts. He said the confusion was massive. He said it was a... people trying to enter, didn't know where to go. There was people knocking plates out of people's hands. Complete chaos.
The lawyer for the stars.
Lawyer for the stars.
Stephen Mossman.
Stephen Mossman. Yes.
What a great guy, by the way.
He is a great guy. So if you get yourself in a pickle.
Mossman.
You know, all of a sudden you get yourself like, hey, you're up against it like that, and you need a trial lawyer like that. He's the guy.
Free publicity. Lawyers aren't, you know, there was a time when lawyers didn't really advertise. Like the protocol was sort of against it. So he probably welcomes that free advertising. Steve Mossman.
Mossman. So if you're in a pickle right now, any sort of need a trial lawyer, or you need something, an estate, anything you need, get a hold of him. He does it all.
Does he do estate
stuff? He does everything. Steve Mossman.
I think he carries a briefcase.
And he also says he takes a different route to Columbus every time he goes.
Oh.
Takes a different route.
It's hard to
do that.
Yeah.
No, there's
several routes. He said there's a side route somewhere.
Two routes or three routes to Columbus?
No, there's about
like three.
There's three. Okay. There'd be three routes legit, to Columbus. Yeah. Three routes.
Three legit good
routes. And he brought something up last night when I talked to him, because I talk to him usually every night just because I might
talk to Mossman every night?
Usually because he's concerned that I might be in a pickle myself. Hey, what happened today?
Yeah. I share that concern.
I share that concern daily. Yeah. And he had the same thing. When you go through Rising City, when you go to Columbus,
you
whip back south about a mile. Remember on that turn right outside, right, but you go past the David City turnoff, and then it whips to its left, and you're backtracking, but yet you're going. You don't have to go through David City, so the time is actually better.
Yeah,
and so
that's questionable.
It's questionable though.
That's
what do
really
you do? So I mean, when I get to that corner, what goes through my mind, the decisions I have to make: do I go through David City or do I go through Rising City? Mm-hmm. It's a lot on me.
It is a lot. I'd go David City though.
Yeah.
I'm a David. I
love Bellwood.
My mom's from Rising City. Respect that city, please.
Yeah.
Go to the gas station and support the
economy. That gas station's incredible.
Support the economy, Rising City.
All right, get to the tush push.
The NFL, this is from CBS Sports, is looking to potentially outlaw the tush push after the Green Bay Packers proposed to the competition committee to ban the play. It will be reviewed at the owners' meetings this next month. Raheem Morris, Falcons coach, was also at the combine and also said the same thing. Wants the tush push out of football.
This is,
of course, excelled by the Eagles. Almost they almost never fail when they do the tush push.
There's stats. Hold on, I'm going to give you a stat. Then I'm going to give you a great quote by a guy, the outgoing Packers president, why it shouldn't be allowed.
Okay,
here's the ESPN had great stats on this. The Eagles and Bills have scored a touchdown or achieved a first down on 87% of their attempts using the tush push. The Eagles and Bills have scored a touchdown or achieved a first down on 87% of their attempts, while the rest of the NFL has been successful on 71%, which is still pretty good. Now, I want to see what the coach says here. I tried to verbalize this on our message board on the Husker Online message board.
Hey, hey,
hey. Thank you, Bill. I didn't do it as well as Mark Murphy, who's the outgoing Packers president. I just stood up and applauded when I read what he said. He said, I am not a fan of this play. There is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. It's not a football play.
How is there not skill involved, though?
It's a rugby play. It's not a football play. It's like, now I was going to ask Bill. To me, it seems like it's like when they outlaw, you can't use a center. Okay, when you're lined up for a field goal, you can't try to block the field goal by jumping up off of a lineman, right?
Correct. You can't vault yourself.
Yeah, yes. You can't. It's artificial. Mm. It's an artificial maneuver. This is not a football play. That's not a football play. Ban it. It's a stupid.
Now, hang on now. The Bills ran it against the Chiefs. Looked like they made it. Said they didn't make it. And they lost the game. Stuffed.
You guys don't have to agree with me. Hardly anybody does on this.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
But I agree with those people. Murphy, the Packers outgoing president, verbalized it very well. Get rid of it.
The reason I have a problem getting rid of it is that all 32 teams have the right to do it. Like, the Eagles have a great offensive line. They do it the best.
I understand.
Why would you? And everyone has the right to do it.
And they have
everyone. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, who squats like 800 pounds, and he's the one that's behind that has also the leg strength with it. So. Is it a play that I love? Like, oh, man, I just love watching this. No, but to take the play away,
take it away.
That would be a lot to me.
Take it away.
That would be a lot.
Take.
I would
it away.
Love to see now. Them. What would I would love to see? Because I've seen the Eagles do it for a lot of years. I'd love to see him start with the play, like first and 10 to 20, and just run it and see if they can just get a first down. See if they can run it three times.
Okay, thank you. It's an abomination. They might start doing that. Is that what you want to watch?
First down, first and 10, tush push.
Yeah. Why not do
second
it?
Second and 6.
You're getting tush four. Push.
With the next thing like that. Okay. Hey, listen, you guys can't run Derrick Henry on fourth and 1. He's too big and we just can't tackle him.
No, that's not the same
exactly.
thing.
Bill,
respectfully.
Okay, well, no more Hail Marys.
No,
no more Hail Marys.
That's not the same thing.
What are we stopping at?
Yeah. No, Derrick Henry toss to Derrick Henry. That's a football play. Hand off. To Derrick Henry, football play. Tush push? That's
rugby. Every team can do it, though. Every team's allowed to do it.
That doesn't make it right. Yeah. That doesn't make it right.
I don't even like the play.
I don't either.
But it'd be hard.
I don't like the tush push.
I'm not like I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch this.
But that, Jake, your reasoning's flawed. That doesn't make it right that every team can do it. I mean, all you got to do is say, don't do it. Now every team can't do it. I mean,
for the Packers... Who is this? Murphy says that Mark Murphy.
Yes, their outgoing president.
It's not a good look for him to say this. You're crying wolf. Say, hey, I know
Sean
want this.
Sean McDermott doesn't like it either, and he does it.
He does it, though. He's got a big quarterback and a good offensive line. That's a plus.
Hold
in
on.
Your category. That's why you're a good football team. It's a big reason why.
Per ESPN, despite his team success with the play, Bills coach Sean McDermott shared his reservations about the safety of it during combine availability on Monday. Now, I'm not going to read the quote because it's very convoluted. He doesn't give great reasoning, but he's a little concerned about the safety and health of his players. But he says the way we teach it, we teach it in a safe way. Now, I don't know all that.
Is there a history of injuries in the tush push? Has that been a problem in football? Have we seen guys going down with injuries?
Or
is this another reason just to...
He said, I just feel like player safety and health safety of our players has to be at the top of our list, which it is. He says that it's a safety risk. I don't know if that's the case. He says we do it a little bit different than other teams. I don't know what he's talking about. We do it a little bit different than other teams. One team in particular, he said, I'm telling you, this quote's really convoluted, so okay. It's hard to read. One team in particular who does it in a certain way, that's the one that is really, there's just so much force behind that player.
If I'm Sirianni, I'm saying, yeah, you're right. That's part of our plan.
He's talking
about
Jalen Hurts, yeah. I'm sure. The brotherly shove is what they call it.
You don't have to like the play to understand that, hey, the Eagles are really good at doing it. They have the offensive line is awesome. Hurts is a stud, and they got it. Goddard's good behind him to push him. I mean,
Murphy said there used to be a rule prohibiting it. Murphy is the
The rule. Yeah, the rule used to always be you can never aid a runner,
okay.
So you can never push someone. That's where the Bush push whatever from Notre Dame when he pushed Leinart in
right.
was illegal. That was not a legal play.
Oh, it
was not back then. No, you could not. That was not a legal play at that
it's
time.
It's been illegal, Jake.
Yes.
This is what Murphy said.
It's so hard.
My friend, Mark Murphy.
Mark Murphy.
There used to be a rule prohibiting this, but is no longer enforced because I believe it was thought to be too hard for the officials to see.
It's very hard for someone to say, I believe that person aided the runner. Not just they shove him from behind.
Right.
He's out in space. It's not fourth and one. It's just whatever. It's a normal play. And the guy hits him from behind. Did he aid the runner?
Right.
So all of a sudden, now the officials are into trying to judge different things. It's hard.
The play, he says, my friend Mark Murphy, is bad for the game. It's bad for the sport. And we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner.
Would he say this if
that
he was the
Eagles?
Bring,
now listen, that now this is where this is 100% what I was saying. This would bring back the traditional QB sneak football play. That worked pretty well for Bart Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl.
Man. Figure of Bart Starr. That'd be awesome.
Hey, it's not a football play.
Hey, you could show
up. Listen to Murphy. This is not just me. This is Mark Murphy.
Would he say the same thing if he was the Eagles and the one achieving success?
I can't respond to your hypotheticals. I don't know what he'd
Jerry
say.
Taggy did it by himself. Look at the picture against LSU.
Did what
extends the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback sneak.
Didn't have a tush push.
No.
Didn't have Glover behind him.
Did not have Glover behind him.
Right.
I agree with one thing. I don't enjoy it. It's like, oh, I love watching this play. But part of me does. I'm like, because I see other teams do it and fail miserably at it. And then I'm like, when these guys here do it, and
they never fail.
Ban it now. Well, you have to have 24 of the teams.
Owners meeting is next month.
Yeah, and if 24 teams agree, then it's out. You have to have 24.
See what happens there.
Ban it.
When we come back, Song of the Day and the Mailbag is next on
the
Early
Bag.
Break on the Ticket.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Add a classic look and privacy with faux wood room darkening blinds by Window Images. They're available in a variety of colors and can be trimmed to width for free in store. Stop in today and get Window Images faux wood blinds on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.